5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
Joey Montagna.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I did say myself with a double chin.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What's happened to me? I swallowed a pillow.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Happy Friday the 13th to everyone out there. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Billy Brownless here. And guest co-host today, Joey Montagna. Welcome, Fat.
Hello, Fat.
Good to be with you. Jimmy Boy not feeling great. He's had a big week, of course, and he's got a big, big weekend coming up. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow, Saturday Rub, 12 o'clock, a tribute to Danny Frawley. Big show, Joey. We're going to talk some cricket.
Thank God it's Friday too, Bill. It's been a big week, so thank God it's Friday. And if there's an afternoon to have a couple of beers later this afternoon with a few mates, this Friday is the day. So looking forward to that this afternoon. But a big show. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Ah, great to have you on, Joey Boy. Great to see you. And, of course, our good friend, Rabsy.
Hi, Rabsy.
Warne's consistently denied making this comment during the second test against Pakistan in Hobart.
Who was that? Muller.
Wow.
Allegedly?
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Joey?
Warne's 50th today.
Warne's 50th. And you got invited to his Australian 50th, but it got canned.
And it got cancelled. Instead, he's having a little bash this weekend, I think, in London with a few of his mates, just some blokes like Ed Sheeran and Chris Martin from Coldplay, just a few of his close mates. So he's crammed a fair bit into his 50 years, hasn't he, old Warne?
He's done a lot.
Hasn't he? Happy birthday, Warne.
708 wickets. A lot more off the field. So well done to him. We will talk some cricket. We've got Lisa coming on.
Yep.
Lisa who?
Lisa Stelaker.
Well done.
We'll chat cricket.
That's why you're here. Of course, the St Kilda Old Boys caught up the other night on Monday night and had a beer for Spud. We'll talk about that. We've got Bragg Artist later on.
Yes.
We like that.
We'll go through the finals as well because Joey's got a good footy brain.
I've got that. And you will tell us, Joey, who will win and why tonight. And tomorrow night, because that's what I like about you. You excelled.
That's the plan. We'll try and see if we can get it right. It's pretty difficult, but I'm a bit worried about your boys tonight, Bill, but we'll chat a bit later about that.
Don't worry about that. But first of all, Joey Boy.
It's the most comprehensive sports rap on radio. Go on, you can't say no.
So, yeah.
That's the end of your rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report for CC's, the irresistibly tasty corn chip you can't say no to.
CC's, footy and CC's, you just cannot say no, Joey. And what about Willy Rioli? What's going on there?
Oh,
tell us what your urine substitution, that's something you don't hear every day.
No, well, that basically means he's tried to tamper with his urine sample, and from all reports, he's been busted. He's tried to tamper with it. So
because they watch you when you've got to wee into the
moment they come to the club and tap you on the shoulder and say you're tested, they keep their eyes on you the whole time. They follow you everywhere, into the showers, out on the field. And then when you're ready to go to the bathroom, they'll follow you in there, and you basically got to stand there nude in front of them. They watch you, make sure that it's all done properly. And then you go in and you fill the cups up for them, and it's all done. You got to make sure the cups are completely clean and nothing's been tampered with.
Spot on.
And it seems like he's tried, and these are the alleged reports that he's tried to tamper with his own urine, which obviously he got scared about something. He freaked
out.
He panicked. And now he's looking at potentially a 4-year ban. This is huge because he's one of the stars of the competition. Mm. I love watching Willy Rioli play.
Great to watch.
So it's fascinating. It's interesting too because ASADA midweek, which is the day he got tested on a Tuesday, they don't test for illicit drugs. That's not their charter. They are there to catch players that have taken performance-enhancing drugs. So what he was trying to cover up, we don't know. There's still plenty of details to come out. Ooh. But old Willy Rioli... shattering for him and the football club, but big news.
And we had him in this year, and he was the nicest fella you'll ever meet. Really quiet and respectful and loved him, actually, and he's played really good footy, so that's a big out. Of course, and they play tonight. Will that affect the team?
I don't think once the ball's bounced, it'll affect them. No doubt they'll be a bit shaken up today, but I reckon once the ball's bounced, they'll get the business.
It'll affect them. Don't worry about that. Cats win tonight. Brisbane and the Giants tomorrow night at the Gabba. We'll talk about that later. Sean Burgoyne will stay with the Hawks. That's a bit of a surprise because I think we all thought he was going up to the Suns.
I reckon. So maybe he's been told maybe 10 to 14 games, something like that, he plays for the Hawks. We'll see.
Won't get him to 400, but
no, won't.
Brad Hill has told his teammates today that he will play for St Kilda next year.
It'll be nice under the roof at Marvel just every week, running amok there alongside Jack Billings on the other wing. Beautiful.
And the Saints are also expected to target Zach Jones. How are they going to get him?
I'm not sure how they're going to get him, and they still want Alex Keith and there's other players. So yeah, they've got a fair bit to do, the Saints.
Will they trade out Josh Bruce?
Potentially. There's been Jake Carlisle's names thrown
Jack
up.
Steven.
Jack Stevens' name. So, look, if you want to bring some good players in, you have to get rid of some as well. So, interesting period for the Saints.
Basha Hooley has penned a one-year deal at Richmond. That is fantastic. Of course, the All-Australian.
He's a star. Well
done. He is a star. Adelaide power broker Mark Rusciuto said he's torn on whether the Crows need a younger or a more experienced coach to replace Pike.
Tough one.
It is.
I reckon maybe the Chris Fagan has set the tone. Maybe someone like a David Noble could go back to the club. Maybe in that Chris Fagan, you know, like a football, head of football, go back and coach, have some younger coaches under him. Maybe Ross Lyon. Who knows? There's plenty of options.
Righto. Cricket last night was boring. Bit slow. 8 for 271. We'll talk to Lisa about it. Yep. A lot of drop catches there, Joey. But anyway, and well done to Mitch Marsh. And we've got some comments, but we'll play them later, Rabsy, with Lisa. But I've got some other stuff here. Storm take on the Canberra Raiders tomorrow night at Amy Park.
Canberra.
Well, no football in Melbourne, so 5:40, I think, that game is.
5:40 at Amy.
Perfect to go to Amy, just head into Richmond, watch the Storm get the job done, and then go out for dinner and have a few beers afterwards.
Cam Smith breaks the game's record for the NRL.
And he will the next week.
He will.
And the next week.
He will.
Are you all over your nipple?
I watched it the other night. I watched the Vixens get beat by the Swifts. The Swifts were too good. So
Sunshine Coast. They've won the last two. Yeah, so they're in the granny. They take on the New South Wales Swifts on Sunday. The Boomers. What about this? The Boomers take on Spain at 6 p.m. tonight. They win that one, Rabsy.
Yes.
As you know, they go into a gold medal match.
Yep.
That is fantastic.
Against France or Argentina.
That's right. And the USA lost last night to Serbia, so they play off for seventh.
They checked out, didn't they?
They've already checked out.
What about Kennedy Malloy? They have got Damian Lillard, the superstar from the Portland Trailblazers, on the show. Damian Lillard.
Yep.
I'm not sure why we couldn't get him. Rabsy, what happened? Couldn't get him on?
No.
Kennedy Malloy got him. So Damian Lillard later on. So
they asked Jim, and he said, who? He had no idea. But there is a fantastic rap for our good friends at CC's.
Yes.
You can't say no.
No, you can't say no. A lot of it was just, you know, what's happening over the weekend. But
no, there's a lot there, raps. Okay. Willy Rioli, of course.
Yeah.
So just go to a break and shut up. Next, we talk cricket.
Cricket.
Day one, fifth test.
Yeah, most of Australia hate me. look, Australians are passionate. They love their cricket. They want people to do well. It's no doubt that I've had a lot of opportunity at Test level and I haven't quite nailed it, but hopefully they can respect me for the fact that I keep coming back and I love playing for Australia. I love wearing the baggy green cap and I'll keep trying and hopefully I'll win them over one day.
That, of course, Bill, was the voice of Mitch Marsh after taking 4 wickets last night. So he did well, the young fella. And joining us on the line now, Nine's cricket commentator, Lisa Stelaker. Lisa, you just heard from Mitch Marsh there. You must be pleased for him to get a haul of wickets last night because he has been, I suppose, a bit maligned for the Australian public.
Well, I think that's the most candid interview we've heard from Mitchell Marsh. Really honest. And when a player is that honest and that raw, you just love him, don't you? And the fact that he performed well, he was probably one of the only bowlers that swung the ball and was able to swing it both ways, just showing you how important it is to look after the ball and be able to still move it. His best bowling figures in Test cricket, so what a little nice comeback for him.
Yeah, we like that. We do, Lisa. But a boring day of cricket, really. 8 for 271. Some drop catches. Joe Root, how many chances can he have?
Well, he had a lot of chances and he still didn't convert his half century to a century. Let's just say both teams looked a little bit tired the first session. The Australians, as you mentioned, they dropped 3 catches. 2 of them were definitely sitters.
Yep.
The third one, Steve Smith, probably a little bit harder. And England played some poor shots. And then it was probably after the lunch interval that Australia started to get the ball in the right area, started to bowl a lot fuller, which, as we know, creates more opportunities, and then they were able to take their chances.
We had them on the ropes, Bill, too, until Josh Butler decided to just tee off and bat with a tail and make some runs. But, Lisa, back to Joe Root, and we must say we've taken a little bit of pleasure here watching him
bloody
struggle.
Bloody hopeful,
because he does annoy us, doesn't he, Bill? What do you think the pressure's going to be like or is over in England? Because as I talk about his captaincy, he's really struggled and he's handed back the Ashes in England since 2001. There must be pressure over there on him.
Certainly, the English media aren't shy in going for their own, and certainly there's plenty of talk about Joe Root and his captaincy. You've got to remember that when he's taken over the captaincy, his batting average has actually dropped down by 10 runs, which is a bit alarming. Certain players sometimes rise to another level when they've got the leadership, but doesn't look like that's the case. Trevor Bayliss, the head coach of England, has said that the decision makers at the top are not concerned about Joe Root and his leadership abilities. I guess the one saving grace for Joe Root is the fact that there aren't too many other options that could take over the leadership role. The one that probably stands out is Josh Butler, but he's had a pretty lean run of this series and only really came into the test side last English summer. So he's still trying to cement his spot in the team.
Nathan Lyon only bowled four overs, Lise.
Not required.
No.
The seamers certainly did the job, and having obviously four seamers in the team allows for that to happen. And Mitch Marsh, obviously, the Australian team are craving for an all-rounder, craving a Ben Stokes if we were to go like for like. And Mitch Marsh has certainly at the start answered that call and has bowled well, but the real testing times will be, can he now, after bowling 20-odd overs, can he back up, finish off the English tail, and then potentially, if required, bat for long periods of time? That's what Australia are looking for in a medium to fast bowler all-rounder.
Nines cricket commentator Lisa Stelaker joining us on the line. And Lisa, now there's a big opportunity, if we can roll the tail this morning, for Davey Warner. Bill predicted he'd have a quiet series. He's been
not this quiet.
No, you didn't think he'd be this quiet.
Exactly.
But what will the conditions be like to bat on today? Because a big opportunity for Davey Warner to find a bit of form.
Yeah, it is a huge opportunity. There were plenty of people, plenty of experts, myself included, that thought maybe it was best to drop him because he does look really down in confidence. And sometimes when a player is like that, you kind of just want to give them a break. Not to say that he won't play an important role in the future, but they've gone with him again simply because we don't have that many options over there. I'd like to see him just play his natural game. That there were times within the Test series that Australia were up and he was coming into bat but still felt uncomfortable, still looked pretty much dodgy against Stuart Broad. But fingers crossed that the plan of reselecting him or keeping him within the side pays off and he's able to peel off some runs. Because as Justin Langer has mentioned, if David Warner starts to fire, this Australian team is looking really, really imposing for future series.
Just got to get Jack Leach out. Is he a boring?
No, he's
boring and his stupid glasses, his big teeth. We've got to get him out, Lise. Hey, thanks for your time.
No worries.
And we're loving it on Channel 9 too, and also online on 9 now.
9 now, you can get the app.
Yeah.
I was at the footy last Friday night and I was watching it on my phone while watching Collingwood versus Geelong. 9 now, it's unreal.
Oh, how good's that, Lise?
Big night tonight. Flick between the basketball, the cricket and the football. So you can have them all going at once, Bill. Just have the laptop on the phone and the
watching
footy.
Watching the footy, watching the catch.
Well, basketball's at 6, cricket's at 7:30, first ball at 8, and the footy's at 8 too, so perfect.
Big night. Thank you, Lise. Good work. Come on, Aussies.
The semi-finals kick off tonight, Geelong versus West Coast at the MCG.
7:50 tonight. It's the Cats who need to win this one, Joey, up against the West Coast Eagles. Who wins and why, please?
Oh, well, the saviour's back, Bill, for the Cats. The saviour.
The saviour.
Reece Stanley.
Guthrie.
Reece Stanley, he's back in. Oh, what about all the talk about Reece Stanley?
Oh, no.
Fair dinkum, come on. That wasn't the difference last week. But look, I think it's going to be tough for Geelong. The way they played last week, I didn't really like it. They've got to kick a score. They need to just play a little bit more attacking. They need to take the game on. They don't have to change up. They don't have to start trying to play like Essendon and you know, playing fast with the back line. But they just have to be a bit more proactive and try and hit the scoreboard because West Coast will score.
So what do they do then? Because they were slow and they kicked down the line.
Yeah.
You can't do that this week when you've got blokes like McGovern and Brass hanging back.
So you have to be prepared to try and hit those short kicks, which Geelong did for the first half of the year. So Geelong were hitting those short kicks, keeping the ball off the opposition, and then they were really efficient when they got inside 50. But at the moment, because they're playing slow, teams are manning them up better. They're stopping the short kicks and they're forcing the kick long to a contest. So they've just got to try and be prepared to go for those kicks quicker. And really, though, there was all the talk last week about, you know, Blitzarves and Stanley. Their midfield, besides Paddy Dangerfield, got comprehensively beaten. And then their forwards were very quiet as well. Ablett, you know, was very quiet. Dalhouse and Myers and Hawkins.
Radigalia.
So really, it's the midfield and forwards that have got to get the job. Their defence held up pretty well last week. I mean, they kept Collingwood to 61 points. You can't do much better than that in a final series to keep a team to 60-odd points. So the defence is okay. Midfield have got to help Paddy Dangerfield. So Selwood's got to have a big game. Tim Kelly was good in the second half but needs to start better. Ablett hopefully steps back up. And
but you're looking at Parford and Guthrie and these blokes, they had a little bit more run.
Yeah, they're the ones, exactly right. A couple of these young guys that they wanted, Menegola into the side. Yep. Mitch Duncan's a big out, isn't he, Bill? How high do you rate Mitch?
No, I rate him. Yeah. I do. Because he's hurt. But Menegola's another one. And Narkle. They don't have to, get 30.
No, exactly
just
right.
Just get involved.
And just do what they do best. You know, win a couple of tight balls, break out, create something.
But you like West Coast?
I think West Coast, they're just so consistent. They've played the same way for a couple of years now. And I was in Perth live watching them play. And their foot skills are unbelievable. So if both teams like to kick the ball, kick and mark and chip it around, West Coast do it better than Geelong. And you talk about their talent in the front half. Now, I know Rioli's going to be missing, and he is a star, but they've still got, you know, Cripps and Liam Ryan and the talls down there, and their midfield is pretty good, and their defence is rock solid.
Do you tag Jeddah?
No, you don't tag Jeddah. Well, I heard a bit of that talk. Come on. I mean, Jeddah, he's a beautiful kick.
He sets him up with his kicking.
He does, but he's not a big possession winner. He's got a beautiful kick, but Hutchings, I think, will tag Tim Kelly. I think that's the logical matchup.
And Yeo runs with
Danger. And Yeo will just play head-to-head with Dangerfield. But I can just see West Coast, with Nick Nat dominating at the centre bounces, the West Coast midfield, a talented forward line, and a rock-solid defence. I think if the weather stays dry, I'm pretty confident West Coast will get the job done.
Well, what does the weather say tonight? Because Chris Scott and his coaches will have a look at it.
Don't ask Chris Scott.
Stanley might be a late out.
You reckon?
Yeah, there's rain coming. And what about Brisbane? Brisbane and the Giants. Very interesting. Will the Giants come out fired up like they did last week?
They need to. Mm. They need to play like that. But don't worry, Brisbane aren't scared. They are a physical team as well. Everyone talks about pressure in football, and the Giants were awesome last week. But Brisbane have been top two in the competition all year with their pressure. So they are a team that can handle it. I thought they were very good against Richmond. They should have been in front at halftime. Even at halftime. Yeah. They missed three goals late in that second quarter. And instead of being, say, a goal up, you go 11 points down, and they're a little bit deflated. First bounce in the third quarter, Dusty Martin gets a goal, and all of a sudden, the wind got knocked out of Brisbane. I think they're up for the challenge, the Brisbane Lions. I think they play a really strong system. They've got a good brand. I know GWS are talented and played really aggressive last week, but I think Brisbane can withstand it.
Who kicks their goals? If Charlie doesn't, Cameron.
That's the concern, because McStay and Hipwood aren't big goal kickers. No. They've only kicked 30 and 20 goals for the year. So 50 goals between the two of them. It's just over a goal a game. Charlie Cameron has to kick three or four. And I don't see an obvious matchup, though, for the Giants. They don't have a Dylan Grimes. Is it, you know, Heath Shaw? Is it Zach Williams, who doesn't play, you know, as a lockdown defender? Nick Haynes, they like as an interceptor. And then they've got their tools, you know, Phil Davis, Aiden Corr, and Sam Taylor.
Does Davis maybe?
So I don't know, maybe a Taylor, you know, who tries to play like Grimes. So it's going to be fascinating. The Giants, you know, they're going to tag. So DeBoer will probably tag. I think he should go to McCluggage.
McCluggage?
I think Lachie Neal's going to get his 25 touches anyway, and he's really good in close. I'd lock out, without Mitch Robinson on one wing.
Zorko's
the other one, but I reckon go to McCluggage. Right. He's never been tagged, the young kid. Take him out of the game, take his goal kicking and his firepower with his foot skills, and it'll be close. But I'm just going to go Brisbane in an absolute beauty.
So West Coast, Brisbane for you?
West Coast by 18 points, Brisbane by 4 points.
Geelong for me and Brisbane for me. There you go. Comprehensive. That's all you need.
So we're at Joey in year four. It's footy knowledge.
Is that why he's here?
bit of social media feedback, please, Bill, from your quiz from yesterday.
I don't know if you heard the quiz yesterday, Joey, but it was
I did.
Debacle.
Seriously.
And not my fault.
Seriously.
As the Rush Hour family have said, stop drinking the bong water, boys. That's from Stu Mel. Mozza, mozza, mozza. In fairness to Bill, this time it wasn't really his fault.
No, I'd agree with Skysy 11, who said, got to admit, the two contestants weren't rocket scientists. Fair dinkum. I don't know what they were on about.
Kaz 62, and I thought it couldn't get any worse.
Someone just said, Peter J. Hansen just said brainiacs, and exactly. I tend to agree. Well, if you're going to do a quiz, if you're going to ring up for a quiz, you think you'd have some sort of general knowledge,
and
wouldn't
you? And if you barrack for, what was it, Geelong West Coast, you know something. Matt Pomeroy, just exactly who is screening these calls. They should be fired. I like that one.
Ooh.
But also Gold Boys Gold, and this one caught my eye. Oh, it's just come in. That's a late one today. From Aaron in Albert Park. This Joey bloke sounds sexy as. Great replacement for JB. By the way, Dale, can you pick up some milk on the way home?
Aaron, good to see she's listening. Thank you, Dale.
Actually, send in it now. We need some comments. How is Joey going?
Oh, yes, how's Joey going? Triple M Rush Hour, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Get your feedback off the top of three.
We normally have cupcakes and all that food, and it's all gone. It's all gone. It's been a tough, sad week for a lot of people. Spud affected a lot of people out there, but especially you, Joey, and the St Kilda teammates and former mates.
Yeah, we a few of us got together on Monday night when we heard the news, and I suppose it's like anything. You just want to be around each other. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much to be said. There wasn't much to really do, but I just
Who felt, was there? Well, I'd love to know.
I felt the reason basically why I went is I just wanted to go and give Lowy and Harves and those just a hug. That was the only reason I popped down there. You know, all the guys that he played with, guys like Brett Bowie, Gordon Foad, Jason Cripps and Max Hudgston, Kenny Sheldon was there, of course, Lowy.
Yep.
Lowy Burks and Berkey and Harves and then there was a few, you know, from my era that obviously knew Spud and a couple of the current day players because Spud has touched some current day players. He was an assistant coach for 5 years. And I mean, St Kilda, it's like a big family. I mean, we don't have the trophies in the cabinet at St Kilda, but what we have is we have each other. Yeah. And we always have. And Spud really was the heart and soul of the footy club. You know, I never got to meet Trevor Barker, but clearly he was the heart and soul, you know, before that. And then Spud basically took that mantle and he just connected the generations. And he really, I suppose, passed down the whole, you know, St Kilda motto of strength through loyalty. Yeah. And that was Spud to a T. And you know, even when you finish your football career as a player, you are Saints person forever.
Yep.
And Spud really epitomised that. He just couldn't, you could never get rid of him. He was always around the place, whether it was in an official capacity or not. And, you know, and guys like, you know, him and, as we said, Lowy and Berkey and Harves were, you know, they were sort of our father figures from my generation when we started. So it was more to support those guys and be around each other on Monday night. But obviously incredibly sad. And our thoughts go out to the family and also the wider St Kilda family because, as we said, he touched so many people. And we all know this. We've heard lots of lovely things said about him, but the St Kilda family have stuck pretty close together this week.
They have. He was the assistant coach, as you said. Did he coach? Well,
yeah, he was at St Kilda. The official capacity, I think, from 2014 to 18, I reckon. He was the sort of backline coach. He was on a part-time basis because obviously he had his media commitments and he did a lot of work with the defenders and he was one of those guys that he took it upon himself to cheer up the joint. Yeah. As we know, football clubs can get pretty serious
they
and pretty heavy.
Very down.
He would always be the one that would liven it up and tell jokes and a lot of the time he'd do it at inappropriate moments or when, you know, or he'd go over the top and we'd be like, Spud, settle down. We're trying to have a serious meeting here and he, you know what he's like. He'd come in and try and crack gags and be over the top. But we needed someone like that, particularly this younger playing group that are a bit more introverted as they go on. And Spud has been enormous for that club and he's just so funny. And the one that sticks out for me, and this sort of sums up Spud, is obviously he did a lot of work with the defenders. And remember late in my career, I went and played in defence, Bill?
Yes.
And what was my role as a defender?
Well, you got the ball and you would kick it out from full back, but you'd touch it to your boot. So you got an extra touch.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I'll give you the story. So Spud was doing some work with the defenders and I got moved to lend it towards the back end of my career as a defender. And he was going to take some spoiling and bodywork. So I thought, well, I better go down and learn how to do
you'd
it.
Be good,
well, right? As I'm wandering down, you should have seen Spud. He was just pissing himself laughing. He's, what are you doing, Joey? What do you think you're doing? It was almost like he was affronted that someone like me would go down with the men's department in the back line and learn how to spoil. And
because you're the lingerie department going into the men's department.
You know, we're the high fashion through the midfield. But anyway, so we started to try and do this drill, and I'd try and jump up into the punching bag and spoil. And obviously, you know, it wasn't my greatest strength. And Spud was just in stitches and just sledging me. And it all made, he was just, what are you doing, Joey? This, and it just made everyone laugh. Yeah. And in the end, that's why I never did it again, Bill, because I felt embarrassed to go down with the defenders and learn how to spoil and do bodywork.
So you couldn't spoil.
Spud was just giving it to
me. He would have. He would have loved that.
You know, and you just imagine him out on the field cackling, and he had everyone in stitches. And so in the end, I walked away and said, that's it. I'm not doing it ever again. And hence why I never spoiled, Bill, because I never learned how to, because Spud would take the piss out of me.
But did you learn how to kick out from full back when you're a little kick to yourself?
That was my job. I was the designated kicker, Bill. That's what I was down there for. I wasn't down there for my spoiling.
You wanted an extra possession. Hey, well done. Hey, we've got a very good song coming up next.
We do, but don't forget tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes, please.
Before the Saturday rub, Spud's great mates are reuniting for a very special Saturday afternoon rub on Triple M and 1116 SEN. They're going to simulcast that special edition of the Saturday rub. It's BT, it's JB, it's Gary Lyon and Damien Barrett. Yeah. It's the four main people from when they were on the rub together.
They worked together for the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, that's right.
For 10 years, they were together. Yeah. And Sunday rub tomorrow from 12 to 2, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
And you cannot miss that.
And then the normal rub from 2 to 3. It's a great thing that fits in, and Hutchie have organised here.
Exactly,
so SEN and Triple M uniting for a very special Saturday rub. But as you said, Bill, we've got a very special song here.
And it's beautifully put together. We must give Dave Collins some credit here, because he's done a lot of work with this. So well done to you, Dave.
It's a Danny Frolley montage put to the song Danny Boy by Johnny Cash.
Where's the trumpet? Well, I've got it here somewhere. You guys just... Oh, yeah, no, it's it.
Right, come
here
on.
We go. This is for you, Mud Flabhead. Das, I hope the Bullies win today, mate, but it's not about you.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes.
You can't be.
That's for you, Dash, you wanker.
Oh, no.
From Glen
you drink your own bathwater, Dash. Mud bites in the mirror.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a grown man. Have a look at him.
The summer's gone, and all the roses fallen. It's you. Must go. And I must buy.
I've also had a gutful of you, JB.
Reckon
he's our leader. Turns up whenever he wants. Struts around. Thinks he's found the cure to world poverty. What a joke. You're only just going, mate. Only just going.
And white with snow. I'll be here.
And that's for you, Furball.
In sunshine.
You be careful here. I've simply had enough. We'll get leading teams in at some stage.
Danny boy, I love you.
Down to Ferguson. Great tackle there from Mel. A free kick. Yes. Magnificent tackle there.
And all the flowers are dying. And I am dead as dead.
Oh, God, I'm spewing. I missed this one. Soft fajitas with Cuban
rice. Come and find the place where I am lying. And kneel and say an Ave there for me.
Yeah, the article's about Gary kicking 10 goals in 1994. Now, for those guys in Australia, Gary Lyon in 1994
versus the first semi-final versus Footscray.
Kick 10, that's right, he kicked 10.
And you'll bend down and tell me that you love me. And I will rest in peace until you come to me.
He's humble. He doesn't like talking about himself. He is the Don Bradman of our game. I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Mate, we'll miss you.
Mental health, the main advice I'd say is speak to someone close to you and go and see a doctor. It's as simple as that.
No Jim today, Bill, but he's been replaced by another Joey Montagna in the studio.
He has, Jimmy Brayshaw, of course, had a big week and a big, big weekend coming up, 12 o'clock tomorrow. Don't miss that.
Yes.
The Saturday rub.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just having a spell. So we got the little fat boy, Joey, in.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Bill. He deserves the afternoon off, JB. The big news, obviously, last night and coming through this morning was Willie Rioli at the West Coast Eagles. He somehow tampered with his urine sample he had to present to ASADA, and it contained something other than urine in it. Now, we're sort of hearing some reports that he tried to maybe tip a little bit of Gatorade in it or something along those lines. But whatever it is, he's in a bit of strife because anything with ASADA, you don't have much of a leg to stand on. He's facing a four-year ban, and he's just posted something on his Facebook page about an hour ago. So I'll read it out. He just said, "I just want to thank all my real family and friends for all the love and support through this tough time. I'm so, so sorry I had to put you all through this. We will get through it. I've gone through tougher times. Life support, depression, bullying, and we've got through it. Hopefully, this little mistake is a lesson to be learnt. This definitely does not define me as a person. I love yous all," with some love hearts and a teary face. So it's almost a bit of an admission there that Willie has done something wrong and he's in strife. And he's in a world of hurt at the moment. I've spoken to some people that said, this kid, and you had him on the show, Bill, he's a really sensitive boy, you know, just a wonderfully talented footballer from the Tiwis, who's, it seems like he's panicked with ASADA. He's obviously trying to hide something, and he's made a mistake, and now he's going to pay for it. And you know, we should be sad as a wider football community because we're going to miss seeing one of the most talented players in the game out on the park for a few years.
Spot on.
He's nominated for Goal of the Year as well.
He would be. Well, probably a couple of times, but playing really good footy, and we had him in here in the rush hour, and he was just a lovely fellow, very respectful. So you do wish him well, Willie, there. Some nice feedback for you, Joey. Here we've got Kev Gray. Joey doing much better than hashtag not trending on Instagram, James Attenborough Brayshaw. Jim, it's not an owl, you flog. Michael Peacock, forget Joey. What about Xavier Ellis? Look like he's eaten all the food in WA.
Yeah, he does.
And Corey Johnson. Joey, fantastic. In fact, great combo, Bill and Joey.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Corey. Appreciate that text.
See you later, JB. So we like that.
And just one little one from Luke at Rishgoon, who sent the Triple M. Hats off to whoever put together that Johnny Cash rendition of Danny Boy for Spud. That was quality.
That's DC. Yeah. Yep, DC Dave
DC
Collins.
Dave.
Well,
Collins.
Michelle also said, "I had to pull over while driving. Oh, my God. Cannot stop crying. Beautiful tribute, Triple M. Danny Boy." So, yeah, Davey Collins, well done to you, mate.
Yep. Yes. Don't forget, tomorrow from midday, a very special Saturday rub, Simulcast on SEN and Triple M as a tribute to Danny Frawley. Yeah. And there's so much stuff to get through, Bill. We don't know if they can fit it all in.
Well, it's the Wolfpack. It's Brian Taylor, James Brayshaw, Gary Lyon and Damien Barrett. We'll get together tomorrow at 12. They'll tell all the stories, all the wonderful stories. Stories will be funny. It'll be sad. But we did pinch one off them because there's that many.
Mm.
And this is a beauty. It's Spud telling a story about JB and Damo when they went out for dinner one night. Spud got invited late, so he said, "Stuffy, I'm not coming."
Yeah.
And they had to share, well, Damo and JB shared a steak, which Spud didn't like.
I got a text from Purple out of the blue, and it's very rare that we communicate, but he did send me a text Tuesday morning.
Actually, I wish it was.
Saying, "Look, we're going out for dinner. We've organised, you know, Gaz is going, and we think Gaz is going. JB's going to be there. Hutchie, Croft. Would you like to come along?" And it was sort of that morning, and I said, "When is it?" Tonight. And then I was about to say yes, but I did a little bit of homework, Gaz.
Yes.
And then I found out that the function had been organised for a month.
Function.
Or just a little get-together. The rally, you know, just, you know, we spent a lot of time in the box, but just have a couple of frothies and talk about.
I don't know why we did, but anyway.
So anyway, you've gone to a hotel on the Tuesday night, so I sent a text back to Warrior saying, "No, I've got a clean the wax out of my ears," and anyway, well, amongst other things.
But that no was the result we wanted, Spud.
But no, that's okay. Apparently, you've all worked in there, and Lone Wolf's walked in the Lone Wolf clubber.
What?
And said, "What are we doing here? We don't like each other." And then told Warrior, I'm led to believe, "I don't want to make eye contact with the waiter, You order for me. This is what I want.
That's not right.
That's sort of what you said.
And get me on a table where no one else can hear us.
You're taking a little license.
No,
not much.
A little license.
Which then led me to believe that you started this thing called grazing. I think Hutchie started
eight entrees.
He takes it to a whole new level.
Hutchie grazed on 47 pork rolls.
Pork rolls.
Which leads me to, if I was going to go out, it would have been a porterhouse or a Palmer or something like that, a bit of fish and or whatever. And I had a look at the, did a bit of homework as well.
Oh, no.
He downloaded the menu.
Some of the entrees were roast figs with ricotta, honey, rosemary and dressing. Then we had soft shell crab tortilla with avocado, black bean and jalapeno salad.
Tortilla and jalapeno.
A tortilla.
And then you get into the taste, which is...
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'm spewing. I missed this one. Soft fajitas with Cuban wagyu, also buco, avocado and sweet corn. Salsa.
And then
the barbecue free range quail, they're really getting out there now, with chamula, cracked wheat and parsley.
With what?
Chamula.
Does the fajita come with jalapeno?
Yeah.
Which leads me to the last thing.
Yes.
Because when you go, you have some entrees, but then you look, you only have enough entrees because you think, there's the mains.
Well, it doesn't matter how many entrees you have, Spud. You just, when it comes time to chow down, you get your own tucker and away you go.
Now, the lovely waitress there who was looking after me has taken a photo of a couple of our boys.
No.
Apparently, Warrior and JB were sitting next to each other. And Warrior looked at JB and said, mate, I can't believe it. You're after that now.
Come on.
Oh, no. If we share a porterhouse. No. This is not Triple M.
Share a porterhouse. Mate, if you share with your missus, that's bad enough, Spud.
Now,
two mates can't share a meal.
You need to eyeball me, guys.
I just can't believe it.
And look me in the eye and say, Spud, we shared a porterhouse.
First of all, no, we didn't share a porterhouse.
Well, what did you share then?
It was a ribeye.
Oh.
You can hear more stories like that from midday tomorrow.
12 o'clock tomorrow, and that's what it's all about. 10 years those boys worked together. I used to listen, and you'd laugh, you loved it.
He did put a little mayo in his story, Spud, but that's what made him so funny.
Oh,
so good.
He was the mayo factory.
Yeah.
He would add mayo to everything. It couldn't quite get his spices right there either.
Nah, the old fajitas.
And the share plate. That's not Spud. You just have a chicken parmy and your veggies and that's it. You don't share any plate.
So from midday tomorrow on SEN and Triple M, Brian Taylor, James Brayshaw, Gary Lyon and Damien Barrett for a very special version of the Saturday Rub. Time for Friday Brag Artist. Do you know how this works, Joey?
Well, no. I've just seen Billy in the ad break talk about Brag Artist.
Yes.
Just watching your own highlights on the AFL website of you kicking nine. And you were commentating your own goals and cheering them on.
Oh.
And I was watching them with you. Three of them, they were actually marked right on the goal line. They could have been shepherded through.
Joey.
And you actually marked them.
Two.
I didn't realise you were a selfish player,
and then
Bill.
And four from outside 50.
Yeah, you did nail a couple of beauties.
New record.
So is that what Brag Artist is all about?
Exactly right. Friday fun. Time to have a bit of Friday fun. 133353. Ring us and tell us your brag. Like tonight, Joey, before the Cats game, I'm going down to the boundary line and they ring a bell. It's a tradition they do at Geelong in home games. Geelong home game tonight. And I've got to ring
Geelong home game at GMHBA.
No, that's MCG, Joey. Very good. And so I'm going to ring the bell. I'm going to ring it that hard that the Geelong players will hear it. They will be pumped up. And they will turn up at the first minute, not at the 15 or 20 minute mark. And they'll go bang, 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 three goals, zilt.
So you're in, because you'll ring the bell, they'll actually kick a goal in the first quarter.
Well, no, first 3 or 4 minutes.
Righto.
What, have you got one? Brag Artist?
Well, this week, Bill, I'm through to another grand final. So played in a few as a player, played in the Lawn Bowls grand final, and now the Saints boys, our basketball team, Wednesday nights at MSAC, B grade, through to another grand final.
You're so unbelievable.
And thanks very much.
Who's in that team?
So Brendan Goddard's in the side, Andrew McWalter, Kobe Stevens, who played at St Kilda, and a few of our other mates. chance. We're in the next Wednesday night, B grade grand final for basketball. So fingers crossed we can win one. Bill,
you got any talls? They're all little munchkins.
No, we do have another bloke. Yeah, big fish, Ryan Herring, who's our big tall. So he's our big centre. And BJ crashes the boards and he gets amongst it. But we're concerned he might not be able to play because he's also got his Caulfield Grammar B grade Ammo's grand final footy on the Saturday.
Well,
so he doesn't want to get injured. So he reckons he's going to coach us.
Can imagine BJ coaching
us?
No, he's not. Very competitive. No.
But we're in another basketball grand final. So thank you. So hopefully we can win that and get a trophy in my cabinet because it's pretty bare there, Bill.
I know.
Like yours.
Didn't win any grand finals. No. 1-3-3-5-3 ring now. There's plenty of prizes.
Yes, $150 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher. We know how good it is down there. We've also got tickets to the Royal Melbourne Show, perfect for a family during school holidays.
Good.
And a Sherlock wheelbarrow as well, which you know Jim's got with all the stickers still plastic still wrapped around it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. It is Friday Brag Artist time.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I turned 50 this week. I've got a 26-year-old wife.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
That's what it's all about, Joey boy. Plenty of callers here. Oh, very, very good prizes. Sean in Mornington. What do you got, Sean?
Okay, fellas, my son's under-12 baseball team, the Mornington Pirates, won their grand final last Saturday, but they completed the perfect season. They didn't lose a game all year.
Oh, very good. Love that.
What's that called? Champions.
What? Well, if they win a flag, they're champions.
You go undefeated.
Yeah. Well, it's what do you call that when you don't lose, drop a game for the year?
Perfect season? No, is there a name for it?
There's a name for it. Champions, aren't you? Anyway,
well, if you win a premiership,
there's a name for it, Rabs, you fool's head. Well,
hey,
done,
can you get that for us? Whatever Bill's
Ryan,
trying to talk about.
Ryan's out there in Baxter. Rhino.
How are we, boys?
Going well, mate.
So, been looking for a caravan, found one bloke selling it for $1,000, bargained him down to $400, boys.
Yes, yeah.
So, $400 for a caravan.
Yeah, $400, registered, ready to go.
Yeah, thank you. That's good. What was your technique? How'd you go about it getting down to $400? What'd you start negotiating at?
I just said to him straight away, I've gone, boys, I'll give you $300. And he goes, nah, that's a bit low, mate. I've gone, $400, mate. If you get any better offers, then take them. If not, 2 days later, he messages me. Bang, there it is.
Oh, well done.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know how far you go with a $400 caravan.
No, you wouldn't want to go too far, would you?
You know, we asked Abe to get if you go to perfect season. This is written back undefeated.
Oh,
well, I think
thanks,
we know that, mate.
Thank you, Abe. Well done, mate. Great work. James in Turriton. G'day, James.
G'day, fat man.
How are you, man? Little fat man's here.
Little fat man, little Joey. How are we?
Good, mate.
What do you got?
We won our AFL grand final on Saturday.
Yeah.
First one for the club's history.
What club's that?
The Turriton Delmore Mighty Seagulls.
You're so unbelievable.
First one for the twos, yeah.
After the siren?
Yeah, goal after the siren to the man, Jake Giannone.
Jake Giannone, shout out, after the siren, living every man's dream.
How far out?
That's it. Staff Kim, he'll probably say about 75, but probably only about 40.
Plenty of frothies, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, no, we've come good. We got presentation tonight, so we'll get back on them for another crack.
Yeah, well
very
done.
Good.
Now, it's called Premiers and Champions. That's if you don't lose a game. So I told you, I won to Billy.
I've never heard of that.
No. Yes, Premiers and Champions. If you don't lose a game.
Yeah, you're called Premiers and Champions.
Yeah.
And undefeated.
Oh, thank you. Michael's there in Altona Meadows. Mickey boy.
Thank you, Father. How you going, boy?
Yeah, good, bud. What do you got?
My producer, well, I hope will be the next fast bowler for Australia. He's 23, packed his bags earlier in the year, went to England for our winter to play cricket and took 50 wickets at 11.
Oh, you're so unbelievable.
Just swinging the juke ball, was he?
50, what's his name?
Nathan Patrick.
Nathan Patrick, what's his surname?
Patrick.
Very good, Bill. How fast he bowl?
First grade for Carlton this year.
Righto, we're going to watch him at Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nathan Patrick, 50 wickets. That's a
how
bloody
quick does he bowl? How fast does he get up to?
He's 6'5" and batting about 135 k's.
Oh, well done.
Sweet. Beautiful.
Proud dad. Well done to you, Mickey boy.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Troy and Diggers Rest. Troy's.
How you going, Mullet?
Yeah, good, mate. Beautiful. One out, one back. Going well. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, I had an anniversary this week with the missus. So I didn't get her nothing, but I'm taking her out, surprising her this weekend, taking her down the Great Asian Road.
Oh, nice. Good man. Where have you booked in? Booked into a little apartment?
Yeah. Down in Torquay there.
Oh, nice, Cocko. Get out of it. Do you reckon you will?
I reckon I will, man. I reckon I might be lucky this weekend, too.
Old Troyzer thinks he's a chance. Deborah Sunbury. Hey, Deb.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going well, Deb. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you very much. I just wanted to brag about my daughter. My husband and I are both really proud of her. She used to play basketball, and then last year she took up football. She played for Keilor. Yeah. And then this year she was picked up by Carlton's VFLW side and she was named co-captain.
Oh, you're
so unbelievable. She played a fair whack of her game, so it was really good.
What's her name?
Megan.
Good on you, Megan. That is great.
And that's what I'm loving, Bill, about the AFLW. These talented sports women that have played other sports can now try their hand at footy. And, that's awesome for Megan. Well done. Hopefully we see AFLW maybe in another 12 months.
Megan, we're going to follow her. Well done to you. Tony's there and packing them.
Yeah, g'day.
What are you doing?
Oh, just packing up.
Well, you had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough of work this week, yeah. I'm a chippy and I've been working all year and not one week I've worked a full week. So I worked a full week this week, so I'm pretty proud of myself. You're
so unbelievable. What are you at? RDOs or something, have you?
Yeah, TDO, Tony's day off.
TDO, Tony's day off. What colour? We'll go to Justin in Diamond Creek. Go, Justin.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Not that one.
My young fella Mitch is playing Auskick at half time next Friday's match between Richmond and hopefully your Geelong, Billy. Ooh. But the thing is, he said, Dad, ring up Billy and the flog and tell him I'm brag artist what I'm doing. So he can use the word flog in the right context. He's not throwing it around willy-nilly.
Well said. Exactly right. Flog is... James.
Normally. Yeah.
So half-time he's playing. Oh, good luck to him, Justin.
Mate. Yeah.
What's his name?
Mitchell.
Righto, we're going to look for Mitch. Probably won't, but I will say that. Stephen Keilor. G'day, Steve-o.
How are we, guys?
Going well, good, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Good.
So it's a sort of two-part. The other week I went to a cafe in Diamond Creek and they were advertising the... Scorpion chili burger, which is the second hottest chili in the world, and I ate the whole thing.
Oh, good effort.
That's a good effort.
Mate, I can't do that. Can't eat anything.
I've done that for a
part
day.
Two.
Even
though every bit of my orifice on my body was burning, yeah. I held it together.
Gee, because it's got to come out. Once it goes in, it's got to come out after a couple of days. How's that go?
Mate, it's painful, I'll tell you that much.
I know.
Yeah, I'd ring a fire.
When I'm bragging, I did hold it together.
Well done. Did you need some milk afterwards? Because they reckon the milk's the one that can just cool you down. Did you have some milk?
Oh, and the rest. Milk, bread, rice.
So Diamond Creek's got a cafe and you can have the Scorpion chili burger.
That'd be fun.
Oh, and then you're cooked for the rest of the week. Dale in Altona. G'day, Dale.
How you going, all right?
Oh, we're good, mate. Dale. How are you?
Good, mate. So last Sunday, the missus, she had to go down the street for a few hours to have a cup of tea or whatever she does.
Yeah.
And left me with my 4-week-old son. She told me to look after him.
Yep.
And she was taking a bit longer than I'd expect, and I had a few things to do. So I put my ear protection on him, tightened it up, put the ear protection on him, and we went outside, got the mowing done and the garden edging done with him in my arms. We had a great time.
Oh, you're good. So now that's bonding, isn't it?
That's good bonding. How old did you say he was? 3 or 4 years old?
4 weeks old.
Yeah.
Sure. Did you have him wrapped up in the baby Bjorn, or were you just sort of holding him in the arm, or how were you doing
him
on the horns?
In the swaddle or whatever they call it. Yeah,
swaddle.
The missile was 3 hours, and I had things to do, so you got the job done.
So swaddle the thing at the front? Or
wrap him up. Yeah, so his baby was safe.
Oh, that's well done,
most important thing.
He had things to do, and the missile took a while with a cup of tea. 3 hours. Righto, what'd you like, Joey?
Oh, that Ryan from Baxter be able to get the caravan from $1,000. He was pretty chuffed that he got it down to $400. That's $600, Bill, that he can spend on whatever he likes this weekend.
Hey, Rhino, you've got a $150 voucher to head to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. It's beautiful. It's right near the golf course there. They're also pouring their brand new Farrier IPA across Mornington Peninsula bottle shops as well.
Not far from Baxter,
not
too.
Not far from Baxter.
Thank takes,
you.
Beautiful,
thank
Ryan.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Steve in Keilor. He ate the Scorpion chili burger. I like that because that's hard work, that. So you got him on, Raps?
Well,
Steve.
Yeah, I've got him.
Steve-O, you've won a family pass to the Royal Melbourne Show, mate.
Ooh, thank you very much.
No worries.
I don't know if that was an appropriate prize, Raps, but anyway. And
I can only give out what we've got, mate.
Well, you pick your people, I would have thought. And what about the fast bowler who took 50 wickets over there in England? He's only 23. He's going to play for Carlton next year. His name is Nathan Patrick.
Yeah. On him. Yeah.
Hey, well done, Michael. Dad. Proud dad. Mickey boy, you have won.
A Sherlock wheelbarrow. They are perfect and grab them at Bunnings Warehouse. You don't need to because you're going to get one from us, mate.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, fellas. Have good a good day.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Michael.
That's a good little phone of that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Just good pump up for the end of the week.
Just went down at Swan Hill, Joey.
Yeah, first leg of the quaddie.
We've got a late brag artist, thanks to Agent Chaos, one of our very, very good friends. Fat, Rabsy and Joey, Bo Vernon's Phillip Island Bulldogs, went back-to-back for the first time in the club's history, also the fourth and thirds one, making it a trifecta for the island. Hit it, Rabsy.
You're so unbelievable.
That is good. Well done to Bowie Vernon. That is good.
Yeah. The great Bo Kimber plays for, Kimber plays for the Phillip Island. He's a great football player.
Righto, there. Lockie Hutherson, $2.70 pop. New bloke, three other quaddies. Hashtag hopeless. Well done, Lockie. And what I was looking for here, Braden Dixon says, is Bill looking for clean sweep? No, I'm not looking for clean sweep when you go to
someone else said invincibles. Is
well,
that right?
Then, undefeated season equals invincibles. Is that what you think of, Bill? No, fat mob. And then Justin Graff says, premiers and champions, that's what it is.
Okay.
You're premiers and you're champions if you go through the season undefeated.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Did you ever do that?
I'm glad we cleared that one up.
You got something?
No, I don't.
Any footy news or
anything? Oh, a little bit of footy news. Well, I've just heard that the Western Bulldogs, the Kangaroos, are now looking at Tom Papley very closely. So they're going to put their hand up and have a crack at getting little Tom Papley from the Sydney Swans.
They miss a few of the doggies, don't they?
No, the Kangaroos.
Oh, Kangaroos.
Kangaroos are after Tom Papley.
I wasn't listening.
No, I did start by saying the Bulldogs and then corrected myself. So, yeah, Tom Papley. And, of course, Basher Hooley signed a one-year contract extension as well with Richmond. He's a very good player. Could go back-to-back Norm Smiths the way he's playing, Basher Hooley.
Yeah. And a recap for tonight's game. Who do you think will win?
I think West Coast will win by 16 points. I just think their skills are too good, too rock solid. Geelong, I just can't quite see them getting it done without Mitch Duncan. And I think the Brisbane Lions will win an absolute beauty. That'll be close. That's a toss of the coin. But I think Brisbane at home, they'll stand up and win by 3 points.
Oh, that is close. Geelong and Brisbane for me. Rabsy?
Okay.
And what have we got next? The wheel. Where's the wheel?
Where's the wheel coming up?
Can't wait for Billy's joke.
It's Brendan Kimber plays for Phillip Island. He's an absolute jet, not Bo Kimber. So.
We'll get that right.
I will get that right. Congrats to Bo Vernon and Phillip Island.
Back to back.
Back to back. Filling in for James Brayshaw.
The difference, Lee Montagna.
There he is, Rossi Lyne. Cheerios to Steve Milne.
Yeah, Milne's listening. Yeah, we're just going to group text going, a bit of feedback.
And Snides.
A couple of Saints boys having a listen.
Snides, good on you boys for listening in. Well done, Joe. You've been very good today. We've got a very good promotion coming up, September promotion, Where's the Wheel?
Yep.
All you have to do is head to triplem.com.au. Give us your best joke for me to read out on air. If I read your joke out on air, and I've got a couple coming up, Joey, you will be on the standby list to spin Billy's wheel. And you could win.
And I'm liking this, Billy. The grand final footy show, some tickets to that, which would be great. The hot breakfast grand final eve party, which is always good fun.
Very good.
Early start if you want to crack open a beer, but you can.
And they do.
People do. They don't they? Yes. I get every year. People crack open beers at 8 o'clock grand final eve.
You know where free beers are, you're there.
Yeah, still take them. You're
not
there.
Bad, you.
You can get tickets to the grand final lunch at Crown, which is always a big
TLAs.
Day. And, of course, the big one, a couple of tickets to the 2019 Toyota AFL grand final.
Who will it be?
Collingwood-Richmond.
Collingwood-Richmond.
I think it's on track for Collingwood-Richmond. Good luck trying to get a ticket for that grand final. So two tickets here could be worth it.
So if you head to triplem.com.au, up the top of the website says win. Just click on that and you can enter Where's the Wheel. And if Bill reads your joke out for Underworks, best socks and jocks in the business, Underworks.
All day socks by Underworks. Yes. Nothing knocks those socks off.
Have you got a couple of jokes?
I have. Here we go. Righto, you're on the list here. The standby list is Kyle Dynan. And his joke is, remember, Joey?
Yep.
My wife keeps getting mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I got up, packed my bags, and right.
Yes, get it?
Get it.
Left,
instead
right,
of left.
Instead of right. I packed my bags and right.
I looked at Rabs, it's like looking out of your sunroof into the sky.
Rabs didn't get it.
No.
I didn't get that.
And here's another one from Vito Acampo. Good on you, Vito. He's a good man. He said he'd take his brother to the footy. He's a Collingwood supporter and has tried a number of times but couldn't get tickets. Mm. And it's an Irish one.
No.
Paddy says to Mick, "I'm ready for a holiday, Mick. Only this year, I'm going to do it a bit different."
Accent's gone.
Yeah, a bit different. 3 years ago, when I went to Spain, Mary got pregnant. 2 years ago, when I went to Italy, guess what? Mary got pregnant. And last year, when I went to Monaco, Mary got pregnant. So Mick says, "So what are you going to do this year differently?" He said, "Well, I'm going to take her this year." That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. That's not bad. Yeah. I'm going to take her. So,
I like it.
Well done, Vito Campo from Tomo Town.
Thomastown.
Yeah, come on. Is that
it? That's it.
Very good. We timed out.
We'll time that very soon. Certainly in about 7 seconds. So thank you, Joe, for filling in. Well done.
Yeah, Bill. Good luck tonight, Bill. Good luck to the Cats.
Come on, Cats. Marco
Rowley. The difference, Lee Montagna.